saw last week that the Ran Shita is that you can't use lava for the Shtayim Pilchas and the Shlishis Tefach. The Deacon Ran is in two ways. The Ran is from Tezayim and Beis. The Ran is Tezayim and Beis. First of all, the Deacon is from what he does not say. And whatever they said, Rami said that a past Dalet is Mate B'Sukkah. And Rami doesn't say which time is he's talking about. The person understands we're talking about the Shtayim Pilchas. That he keeps past the Alad with Lovud and to make up the Shtayim, one of the Shtayim Kilchosim. Paisa asks, why can't you use the Mechitza Shel Kanan? This is a difficult heret. Mechitza Shel Shesi. But the Ran doesn't learn the way. The Ran learns that Rav Ami is talking about a Sukkah Suya Kimovi. And that he holds like a Bishul and Levi and asks, you need to have a past the Alad by a Sukkah Suya Kimovi. So from that, the Chasmish was Medai. But apparently the Ran holds. Okay, you can't use lavud for the shtayim kil chosim. So therefore, Rav Ami can't be talking about the kimin gan. And then also the deacon from where he does say it. The Ran himself asks, why do you need pas dalad? Why can you, for, even for the doifin himtsoi, why do you need a pas dalad? Make a mechitz shokanim. So the Ran says, because you need a shir aroi. And you need a shir of dalad tochim. So what if you need a shir of dalad tochim? Make a but the mechitz shokanim, that should be a little shir. So you see that the extent that you need that the doifin himself also needs to be a doifin. Only needs to be a doifin of dalat fochim, because that's the smallest doifin. But it needs to be a doifin. And love is not mitzarif to a doifin. So that's the nice of the Shita Saran, that you can't use love for the tfanis, for shtayim kilchosim and for the shlishis tefach, and in the doifin himself, not for, you need to have a dalat fochim also without love. And you have a similar sheet in Goyim. The Goyim in Tafir Shlamet says in the Sheet of Saramah that the Rama holds it by the Doifin Amsoi, by Sukkah Svikamovi, the Doifin Amsoi. So if you use a pastalit, says the Gemara, so the Rama holds that you still need a Tzuras HaPesach. So the Goyim explains, because it's like it's not from the Shtayim Kil Chosim, because you can't use Lavud for the Shtayim Kil Chosim. So the question is this, a few questions. L'chaira, what's the pasuk pshat? Why can't you use lavud? The shtayim kilchosin. L'chaira the pshat is, because in the hilchos of shtayim kilchosin, it somehow contains the idea that it has to be tfanis mamish without lavud. So, the question is this. The Rav himself also is mechadish and asuk, in arsuk yamin and davzayim. That you can't use a Tzuras HaPesach for the Shtayim Kol Chosim. That's the Shita Saran. I think Shayim Achalik, but Shita Saran is that you cannot use a Tzuras HaPesach for the Shtayim Kol Chosim. His Rai is, because otherwise, going to Lishna Basa Rova, that the Dofin Shlishi also needs a Tzuras HaPesach, Al Pnei Kula, so then what's the Kula of the Dofin Shlishi? You have a Tzuras HaPesach anyway, so you have three full Tfanas. So he says, no, Tzuras HaPesach is not a Dofin. The Rai says a Hezber because it's not a Mechitz any cares. Question is, what does he need a hezber that's not a mechitza any keres? Why doesn't he say that you can't use a tzuras HaPesach for a doifin for the same way you can't use lavud for a doifin because you need a doifin mamish? Whatever reason there is that lavud is not good for the tzaras, why can't the same reason be for tzuras HaPesach? Now, the chora, maybe you could say, maybe in a chanani, maybe that's why lavud is no good. Maybe the reason why lavud is no good because not a mechitza any keres. Maybe that's good for what the rad means. So I don't think that could be, for a couple of reasons. First of all, then the Ran Tezayin and Bey should have to speak that out. No, but Tzuras HaPesach, the Ran speaks it out, it's not a Mechitza any keres, and it's like Omud. Tezayin and Bey takes for granted that Lovud is no good. Why didn't he need to speak out that the reason is because not a Mechitza any keres? That's the smallest raya. Second raya is the thing more later on, Rabbi Din of Doifin Tefach has the concept of Mikoy. That on Shabbos, since you have a lucky pochus meat with that's not a Tefach is matter, so Mikoy have a Doifin in the Shabbos, have a Doifin in the Sukkah. So we shaman le'olam that you should say Mikoy by Tzuras HaPesach. That on Shabbos, Mikoy that Tzuras HaPesach is a Doifin in the Shabbos, should be a Doifin in the Sukkah. Or for that matter, Amud. Why says that Amud is no good because not a Mechitza any carrots. So why do you say, yeah, but on Shabbos, we could have a doifin in Shabbos, have a doifin in Sukkah? Doesn't say that anyway. Why not for the Dalit should have said, by Amud, should have said, yeah, the whole week it's no good, but Shabbos is a meal. So how you have to say, maybe it needs a Hezbollah, why? But for Mechitza Nikeres, there's no Migah. if I'm talking eating mechitza any keres, then you can't say migah. Shabbos doesn't eat a mechitza any kind of keres. There's no migah. The migah is only said by the din of doif and tefach. So that itself needs a hesber. What's the difference? The kapanim certainly makes me think that that the chisod of lovud is not a chisod of mechitza nikaras. If you don't see me get for lovud either. This rise to Shvacharai. It'll be useful later on, but right now it's Lishvacharai. Maybe Miga doesn't work for Lovat either. I don't know Miga works for Lovat. Yeah, well, that will see more about him. I'm sort of assuming something that happened with you. But I have another raya that the Chisorin of Lovat is not a Chisorin of Mechitza Nikaris. Because the Magen Avraham Meis is pointing to the Ran that you can't use Lovat for the Shlaimkil Choson. So how can the Brisa says that a mechitza shel kanim is good for sukkah? Leif and Gemara says Leif and sukkah, Leif and Shabbos, and Shabbos, Leif and sukkah. But actually, shel yibin kanim ben kanim lekanim gibel tvachim. So the Brisa writes that you can use a mechitza shel kanim for sukkah. Ask the Magen Avraham. The Ran says you can't use a mechitza shel kanim. You need a plas dalit at least, even by Leif and himself. The Goyim also asks the kasha. The Goyim asks. The Goyim's not talking in the Ran. He's talking in the Rambam. But that's in kasha. The Goyim also asks. If you can't use lovud for shlaim kol chosim, so how can the Gemara say that a mechitza nikaris is no good? Answers the Magen Avraham, and the Goyim is masking to the Teretz. So when you have a mechitza from all four sides, then you could use lovud. You can't use lovud for shlaim kol chosim, that's all you have. But if you have dalet mechitza shleimus, mechitza shulkanim, so then it's good. So that's a very strange svara, what the difference in gimel and dalet. Maybe that will also have to be able to address today. But our kaponim, that's for sure, that the chisorin of lovud is not a chisorin of mechitza nikaris. Because if lovud would be chisorin of mechitza nikaris, then what's going to help it is from all four sides? The Gemara of mechitza nikaris is talking about from all four sides. The Gemara of Amud, which is the source of the notion of mechitza nikaris, is talking about we have good asik from all four sides. With Sfas Agat and the Dalet Kundesim. Nonetheless, yeah, Amud has mechitzas from all four sides. So for kitzer, it's muchuch. That mechitza nikaris is a chisorin even from all four sides. So if the Goyim says and the Magen Avraham says that the chisorin of lovud is not when it's from all four sides, our kochel is that lovud is not a chisorin of mechitza nikaris. Lovud is a fine mechitza nikaris. It has a different problem. That you need tfanis mamish. Shtayim kol chosin. You need tfanis mamish. So if the reason why lovud is no good for the shtayim kol chosin is because you need tfanis mamish. So when the Ran wants to explain why tzuras ha-pesach is no good for the shtayim kol chosin, he should have said for the same reason. Why did he have to come up? Why do you need to be mechadish so the tzuras ha-pesach is not a mechitza nikaris? Which is not so posh, maybe to suppress if it's a mechitza nikaris. Yeah.
This may be a shakdach, but when you have four sides surrounded by lovud, is it possible to say that does make it nikar, meaning that it's hard to see a wall when you're just seeing kind of in a row. But when it creates an entire structure around, and maybe
it was
told
nikar,
it's a bit of a mitzvah.
Yeah, no,
maybe it's a thing that's possible.
No. Certainly not just I think why do you need to speak it out? It's very hard to say. Then Mr. Ran needs a hezbo altogether. The Ran and Tzayin and Beis. To us, it's a very big chiddush that law we can't use lovud for the shtayim kol chosin. The Ran and Tzayin and Beis. Not only does he hold that that's true. He doesn't even need to speak it. Doesn't see a reason to speak it out. The Ran just takes it for granted. The Ran is over there. He's asking, why do you need a pas dalet by the sukkah so you come over? Why does the Ran need to be a pas dalet? Why can't you use a mechitza shel kanim? So the answer is because you need a shir aroi. Need a shir aroi. Fine, I have a shir aroi. I have a lovud. You need to speak out. No, lovud's not mistaf to a doifin. Can't use lovud for a doifin. And therefore, you need a doifin of dalet fochim because you need a shir aroi. And the teretz is missing from the rest. Other rishonim hold you could use. Tosfos hold you could use lovud for this time. He's talking about Shtayim Kol Chosin. That's Pas Dalet is with Lovud. Taisus asks, you use the chitzus of kadam even. So where did the Ran get this pshitus that you can't use lovelot for the shtayim kil chasam? That's really the crux of what I want of today. Makin a different kasha before you even get this. Makin a different kasha. Maybe we'll just make this one of the kashas. Like the Ikka Chosim and I say. Then I have another kasha. Rav Shimon Levi holds, Rav Shimon Levi says that by the Doifin Shlishis Hafilu Tefach, that you need a Tefach Seichek with Machas Megimel, Sachak, and now you have Dal Tefach. So it's hard to understand. If you have Dal Tefachim, and you need Dalat Chochem. So the Indian, what was there? Is there a halach of Tefach? Gemara says it's a halach of Tefach. Gemara in Bavman says the Asif Hil Chesuv Agarasa Tefach. Gemara, I think in Erevin says that there's five Tefachim. Five places we have a Shia Tefach. One of them is Leif and Shlishi. What do you mean Tefach? It's not Tefach. It's Dalat Chochem. So Emma says Taisus and with Beis. Says that the shear of the holding of Tefach Seichek is within the Rabbanu. So there is it in Tefach Midrais, it's a Tefach Midrabbanu, it's Taka Dalat Tefach. I think Taisus and Muchu told him. Because Taisus Shita is that you can use Lovud, that you can use Lovud for the Shtayim Kilchos, then you can use Lovud for the Tefach. Taisus on top of Zayin and Aleph asks, what do you need to have? Why do you need a Daif in Tefach? Make a Koneh, Pachus Megimel, and with Lovud it will be a Tefach, it's more than a Tefach. Use Lovud for the Tefach. So Taisus answers, yeah, but I need four Tefachim because of Rishu Lelev. I need a Doifin Tefach Seichek in order that I should be able to generate four Tefachim. But Shmukh and Taisus that Be'etzim for the Tefach you could use Lovud. Taisus Shitose that you could use Lovud for the Shayim Kilchasim. So about if you could use Lovud for the Tefach, so then and you need four Tefachim with Lovud, so about there's no way out of this Kasha. The Halacha is you need four Tefachim with Lovud. So what's the Hilchasiv of Tefach? Tefach could also be made out of Lovud. And Lamaisi, you need more than Tefach. You need to get Dalat Tefachim. Taisus says that's even why you need a Daif and Tefach, is to get to the Dalat Tefachim. So what's this Hilchas of a Tefach? It's a Hilchas of Dalat Tefachim. So if Taisus Avadi have to say that the Dinderais is Tefach, with Lovud. The Dinderabon is for Tefachim with Lovud. However, the Prima Gadol is Medayik from the Lashon of the Ran, maybe the Diyak is not Muchuk, the Prima Gadol is Medayik from the Lashon of the Ran, that the Ran holds that the Din of Tefach Seichek is a Din Deraisa. Because the Ran is, why need Dalat Tefachim? What's this Dalat Tefachim? So the Rashi said it's Rubi Shel Doifin. The Ran is, Rubi Shel Doifin is not Dalat Tefachim. Rubi Shel Doifin is right for 7, it's 3.6, 3.5 and a little bit over. What do you need to have Dalat Tefachim? So the Ran says, because Ein Mechitza Pchusam Mi Dalat. The Prima Gadol says that Lashon is Mashma that it's a Din Deraisa. Ein Mechitza Pchusam Mi Dalat. It sounds like it's a Deraisa of the Kiddin. Yeah, maybe the Diyak is not Muchuk. But upon him, if the Prima Gadol is right, that it's a din deraisa, so then, hadra l'duchta, so what's the din of tefach? The answer is, the Rav Tashitosa, that the tefach has to be without lovud. You need a tefach without lovud. The dalat tefachim is with lovud. But that doesn't get you out of needing a tefach without lovud. So Mela, that's the din of tefach. The din of tefach is you need a different tefach without lovud. And then there's another din, Prima Gadol claims according to the Rav, is a deraisa, that you need dalat tefachim. But the dalat tefachim already allows for lovud. And the Emes says that's what the Goyin says. The Goyin, this really says in Goyin. The Goyin, in Tofresh Lamed, when he says in Shitas HaRambam that you can't use Lovud for the Shtayim Kilchasim, his Raya is because L'maaseh Rav Shimon says you need Dalat Tefachim with Lovud. So the Inyan, what is there in of a Tefach? Why is it called Tefach? It's Dalat Tefachim. Our Kochach, you have to say that the Tefach is without Lovud, and the Rambam holds that just like the Tefach is without Lovud, the Shtayim Kilchasim is also without Lovud. Yeah. So Shari Shagoyin like that. The point in Svara needs a hezbo. What's this double halacha? You need to have a tefach without lovud, and you need to have dalat tefachim with lovud. Because then mechitza pachas midalat. How do we understand what are these two halachas over here? How do we wrap our head around it? You need a daif and tefach, that's without lovud, and then you also need dalat tefachim, but that's already with lovud. So you make a tefach seichek with pachas migimel. Now you have a solid tefach, and you have a without lovud the tefach. And then you have a hard, you have a hard tefach, and you have a soft, we call it a soft dalet tefach. So what's the nature of these two halachas? And then according to Mishnah Bas and Rova, there's another halacha, you also need a tzurah pesach, hapnei kulos. Now you have three halachas. You need a salat tefach. You need a soft, a lovadik dalet tefachim, and then you need a tzurah pesach, hapnei kulos. So that's even worse, like what are these three halachas? That's also, also in Shailah Mispekeshes.
That's
Derabon, isn't Rava's Derabon? Yeah, maybe it's just Pesach's Derabon. Rava says it, so it's a Pesach already thinks it's a Derabon. Okay, maybe. Okay, so that's only Derabon, then maybe it's not so sure. But the Tefach Sechu, because it's in their eyes, so what's the Hesbo over here that you need a hard Tefach with a soft Dalet Vach? It's a Prima Godim and it's a Goin. The Goin says it perish. The Goin says that's the Pshat and Tefach. Really, you need four Tefach. But the Tefach is without Lovon. Yeah, so that's what we need to understand. So what is it? What is this... What is this? What's going on over here? That for the fourth tefachim you could use lovers, but for the one tefach you can't use lovers. So I think the pshat's like this. That we'll, going back to the Rambam Tezayin, he says, why do you need a pas dalet? Make a mechitzah shokana. So he answers, no, you need a shir aroy. Shir aroy means the minimum shir mechitzah is dalet lo. So the question is, as I asked before, but ikka chasam and asefer. Okay, fine. You need a shir aroy. So make lovers, you'll have a shir. I think the pshat in the Ran is that the Ran holds that Lovod is not mitzaref to a shir. That was pushed by there for the Ran, that Lovod is not a hefsek, but it can't be a chalik from the shir. If I have a shir, I need a doifin dalet tefachim, because that's the shir haroy of a doifin. The minimum doifin is dalet tefachim, and I need that the doifin himself should be a doifin. That I talked about last week. Why need a doifin? Because in Shtayim Darevon, there's a hilchasi in Shtayim Darevon, so the doifin himself has to be part of the Shtayim Darevon. Whatever the husband is, but you need a doifin in the doifin himself. And the doifin has a shear. He has a shear of Dalet Vachem. So it's pushed by the Rav. If you need a shear of Dalet Vachem, then Lovod is not mistaken for the shear. Lovod is not a hefsek. But Lovod itself is not part of the shear. Like with the Sabra size, let's say a lulav has a certain shear. So let's say I had lulav instead. I had a lulav and I had a top of the lulav and the bottom of the lulav, and then I made lulav in the middle. Yeah, I mean, obviously we possible for other reasons because we make them vayshlei. It's the side by side. You can't use the lulav. Is not there. Lulav is not a hefsek. It's not a hefsek. It's mechuber. But you can't say that if I have a shear, I need the X amount of doifin. I need four tefachim of doifin, and the middle of it is lulav. 60% of it is lulav. Then that's not cool that I have dalet tefachim of doifin. And that was pashut. I didn't have to say anything. Yes, make a mechitz shulkanim. Mechitz shulkanim is sosim. So he says, yeah, but there's a shear. The shear is dalet tefachim. Lulav is not from the shear. I hurry. Ask me 1 second. I'm happy to say that. And Shabbos. So the Rav says there's a shear. Ein mechitza plus a dalet tefachim. There's a shear that a mechitza has to have dalet tefachim. And therefore, if there's a shear of dalet tefachim, you can't use lovod. That's what on Shabbos. Shabbos also need a mechitza. Mechitza is ein mechitza plus a dalet tefachim. And a vadi can have a mechitza shel karam is fine for Shabbos. So you see that you could use lovod to the mistara for the shear. This is poshut. You can't compare mechitza Shabbos to mechitza of Sukkah. Because after Rishon already spoke out by Rivkus in the sugya of Chakak. In that Talmud Beis and also in Shabbos Tav Zayin, that there's a fundamental difference between Mechitza Shabbos and Mechitza Sukkah. Mechitza Shabbos, we should say, the Mechitza itself, I don't need the Chetz of the Mechitza, I need the Rishus Shvi Godel. By Sukkah, the Chetz of the Mechitza is part of the Chetz of the Sukkah. Sounds like it's a brisker chiluk. The Rishayim stick it out. The Rishayim may ask, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, they all ask, why is it that by Sukkah we say that if you have a mechitza, let's say that's 10 tefachim tall, but 5 tefachim is over here, and then there's another 5 tefachim that's over here, and there's no lovod v'emsa. Like the case of Chakak, you have a Sukkah that's plus me asar tefachim, the Chokak lahashtim, so the Gemara says it's only good if there's lovod between the Kaisel of the Chakak and the Kaisel of the Sukkah. So we show them and ask, and why is it different than Shabbos? Shabbos, the mechitza, the Gemara, and Shabbos of Zion, you can have the same case, and the Gemara doesn't say you need lovod. You have 5 tefachim of house, and you have 5 tefachim of chakak, and it's b'sei chakak, it's rishus yochid. And aslas chakak, it's chay rishus yochid. It doesn't say whether you need lovod. So you shouldn't answer. But by Shabbos, all I need is the rishus should be godr. So that's called the rishus is godr. By Sukkah, on the other hand, they say you need the mechitzas have to be, the mechitzas are a part of the Sukkah. So when you shouldn't speak out, it says b'sukkas, b'sukkas, b'sukkas. So you need the mechitzas have to be part of the Sukkah. Other rishonim speak out from the Sukkah that the mechitzas have to be samach l'schach, they have to be nikoras imo. They send you the Gemara about mechitzas hanikaras. You see, they say that that's what it means. Mechitzas hanikaras imo. You have to see that the mechitzas are part of the sukkah. So if the mechitzas are part of the sukkah, then I need a mechitzah. That's one thing. Five plachim. There's no chetz of shel mechitzah that could become part of the sukkah. So that's Yisrael. That says Feirish and Yishayna. That a mechitzah sukkah is different than mechitzah Shabbos. Mechitzah Shabbos, I need a mechitzah Shabbos. Mechitzah sukkah, the mechitzah itself is part of the chetz of the sukkah. So Mela, Chilik is Poshut. By Shabbos, all the shiurim they have, Dalet Fochim of length, and Asorat Fochim of height, the shiurim in the Rishus. And then the Rishus has to be Godel. But the Etzim shiur of Dalet Fochim is in the shiur in the Rishus. Ain't Rishus Pochus with Dalet Fochim. It's not a shiur in the Chepts of the Mechitza, because there is no Chepts of the Mechitza that has Dinim. So in Mela, their love is not a problem. I don't need a what do I get in it? The Rishus is Godel, the Rishus is Dalet Fochim, the Rishus of Yochid is Dalet, but it's Dalet Fochim, and it's Godel. So that's cool, that it's Rishus of Yochid. So why can't it be that the Mechitz itself is not for Tvachim law? Because it's full of Lovuds. So what? But the Rishus is for Tvachim. And there, the famous Reb Chaim says that the Mechitz Shabbos, no the Nektusi Mechitz Shira. Because there's no Shira in the Mechitz, the Shira is in the Rishus. That's Reb Chaim's story. That's the story that the Rishonim say. So Mela's question. When it comes to Shabbos, I need the Rishus should be for Tvachim. So you have a Mechitz, it's Dalet Tvachim, so that's called the good Mechitz. Lashenkin in Sukkah, it's not enough that the Rishus should be Godur. I need a Chetz Shul Mechitzo. And the Rambam is in Mecharish that a Chetz Shul Mechitzo has to be Dalet Tvachim. Because that's the Shir Aroi of a Mechitzo. So on Sukkah, it becomes a Shir in the Doifin itself. It becomes a Shir in the length of the Doifin, not only a Shir in the Rishus. If it's a Shir in the Doifin, so how can you even say Lovet? Lovet's not a Doifin. It's not a Hefzik in the Doifin. So if I have a bunch of Kanim, it's not a Hefzik. So I can look at it as one Mechitzo. But one Mechitzo, how big is it? As big as the Kanim. And if you need Dalet Tvachim, they don't have it. I think that's the Poshut Pshat in the Ran. That's what the Ran didn't have to speak it out. It's not by the Ran, it's Sefer Teretz. You need to have a Shia Roy, and therefore, and Lovat's not. If you need to have a Shia Roy, then that's the Teretz. That's why you can't say Lovat. That's why you need to pass Dalet. Yeah.
Do we think the Tosafot are saying that a Kaka is established here, meaning that Lovat?
Tosafot is established.
Or are they making Sukkah closer to Shet and making it to Shabbos?
Okay, let's say that Shuta, the Taisus Hope, and it's not Mustafa Taisus Chalukum, the Sisoi, Taisus Mabdal, the Chak, is also Mashma that he had the Sisoi.
Some of the Skak isn't the same thing as saying that you need a Mechitza. It might just mean that.
Maybe Taisus may mean something else. Okay, I guess there's room over here to say Dora in a different direction. Okay, maybe Taisus holds you only a Chepsa Shumpa. I need Mechitza Sani Kars, maybe a different take on Mechitza Sani Kars. Okay, could be. So in the Mela, first of all, now I understand. First of all, why, when it comes to Tzuras HaPesach, the Ran's Mechadish that the Tzuras HaPesach is also no good for Tvamei Sukkah. So he has to come on to a new reason. It's not Mechitzas any cars. Why didn't he say the same reason that he said by Lovat? Whatever reason, Lovat doesn't work for Daif and Sukkah. So Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for the same reason. What does the Ran have to resort to a new reason by Tzuras HaPesach? Teretz, because it's Hein Adoyman. Lova doesn't work for a Doifin because Lova doesn't have, it's not part of the Shir. It's not a Hefzik in the Doifin. It's not part of the Shir. But Tzuras HaPesach, why shouldn't Tzuras HaPesach have a Shir? Tzuras HaPesach is Sosom. That's a Din. Tzuras HaPesach has a Din that it's Sosom. And if the Tzuras HaPesach is 4 Tvachim long, that's a Mechitza, 4 Tvachim. Not the same as Lova. Lova, there's nothing there. It's not a Hefzik. But it's not Mestar for the Shir. Tzuras HaPesach, there's something there. There's a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach has the din of a mechitza, din of a stima. So I have a shir. So why is it no good? So Rav has to say, yeah, but it's not a mechitza any keres, and that's halacha. They need a mechitza any keresima. Ultimately, for the same reason, because I need a chetz of doifin. It has to be any keresima to be a chetz of doifin. But it's a different svar. Mela, just like that, we understand also what's together adava. That you need a doifin tefach without lovut, a hard doifin. Then you also need dalet tefachim with lovut. And the Ran explains why I need dalet tefachim, because ein mechitza b'chusum dalet tefachim. So if you need a mechitza of dalet tefachim, it should be solid. If you don't need solid, then why does the tefach have to be solid? What's the nature of this duality over here? Fiat dvarim eilu is very geshva. I need tefach because there's a shir tefach. The third doifin has a shir of tefach. That's the hilchasa. That the doifin shlishi has a shir tefach. Love is not mistarf, that because love is not mistarf to a shir. If the shir is a tefach, then love is not mistarf. But in addition, says Baran, In addition, this doifen has to be a mechitza. It's like gur from mechitza Shabbos, and therefore to be a mechitza, the shear over here is only a tefach. That's the hilchos. The shear of this doifen is a tefach, but it has to serve as a mechitza. To serve as a mechitza, it has to be geider dalat facham of reshus. But this already didn't the reshus, because here it's not a din that the doifen itself only has a shear tefach, because that's the hilchos. It's not like a pas doifen. I'm sorry, we need it with a shear of the doifen is dalat facham. The hilchus of doifen shlishi is that the shear is only a tefach. But if the tefach is not going to be greater dalat fochim, then it's not serving as a mechitzah. Ein reshus pachas midalat. Ein mechitzah, if it's not mabdul reshus, not greater reshus, it's pachas midalat. So I need a tefach because that's the shear. But I need that the shear should be greater dalat fochim. But for that already, I could use lovot. Because that's not a shear in the doifen. That's already a shear in the shus. That's doimut the mechitzah Shabbos. So Mela, that's the nation. The halacha says the doifen has to only be could be a tefach. It needs to be a tefach. That has to be solid because love is not mitzarif ever to the sheer doifen. In addition, that doifen has to be greater at dalat tefachim because a mechitza pachas midalat, meaning a mechitza has to be mabdul, has to be greater reshus. That's at least dalat tefachim. So the only way you do it is with tefach soichach and with love. So then I have both. I have a sheer tefach in the doifen itself, and in addition, it's greater reshus of dalat tefachim. And then Tzuras HaPesach, there's another thing, Tzuras HaPesach, HaFekul, according to Rav, which means that the whole Ruach has to be Sosim as well. But that's for sure not a din in the Chepetz of the Doifen. That's a din, the Ruach should be Sosim. But I can't use that alone. I can't just have, listen, why don't I just have a Doifen in the Tzuras HaPesach? Because if I just had a Doifen in the Tzuras HaPesach, at least according to Lishna Basi Rav, then the Ruach is Godur. And I have a shear of a Tefach. But that Tefach wasn't Godur Dalatov. The Tzuras HaPesach is separate from the Tefach. Because why do we need three Alochas? Doifen, Tefach Soichik, and Tzuras HaPesach. Right, Tzuras HaPesach is the Rabbonim. But if the whole reason why I need Dalat Fochim is because Ein Mechitza Pochus Midal, I need to be Goyder Dalat Fochim, and I have a Tzuras HaPesach anyway, so I was Goyder the whole Ruach. So what do I need to have also the Tefach Soichik? Make a Doifen Tefach with the Tzuras HaPesach. The answer is, it's not because I need the Doifen itself should serve as a Mechitza. And for the Doifen to serve as a Mechitza, the Doifen has to be Goyder Dalat Fochim. So the Tzuras HaPesach is not sad. The Tzuras HaPesach is not a chelik from the doifen. But lovod already is part of the doifen. The doifen itself is soisim dalat tefachim. With lovod, that's called that the doifen was going to dalat tefachim. So that makes the doifen into a mechitza. Then in addition, the aruach also has to be soisim. Whether it's deraisa, the rabbana, any idea, but upon it, that's a separate halacha. Well, now I can also understand why this halacha, why miga works for the doifen tefach. That's the miga davi doifen in Shabbos, that a lechi pochas mi tefach, a lechi mashu on Shabbos is good. We that's the gemara that on Shabbos a lechi mashu that's matir in a mavoi is it can work instead of a tefach, instead of needing a tefach. You don't need a tefach. You could use a lechi mashu with the miga. How come you don't find anywhere that a miga should work for Tzuras HaPesach? On Shabbos you make a sukkah out of Tzuras HaPesach. Miga davi doifen in Shabbos davi doifen in sukkah. Or an amud, make a sukkah and an amud, and it's and on Shabbos, we could have a doifen in Shabbos. Kudaslik should be a doifen in sukkah. It's any doifen. The din of tefach, the din of shear. You need a shear tefach. That's why love is no good because you need a shear tefach. That miga works to take off the shear. On sukkah, the doifen, the mechitza has to have a shear tefach. Shabbos doesn't need to have a mechitza tefach. Miga have a doifen in Shabbos, have a doifen in sukkah. Masha'enkein, the din of mechitza nikeres, is it means that on Shabbos it's a different kind of mechitza. On Shabbos I don't need mechitza nikeres because I don't need a reshus shel dira. I don't need Iran had a loss of mechitza nikeres to shem dira. Shabbos I don't need a reshus shel dira, so I don't need a mechitza nikeres to shem dira. So I need a mechitza nikeres. It's different kinds of mechitza. Who says lovod works for that? Lovod works for. I mean, who says miga works for that? Miga works when they have different shiurim. So Shabbos has one shiur, so because a different shiur for that miga takes off the problem. But if they have different, if the mechitza is different in nature, then miga is not going to help. Agam, chori, just occurs to me now. This could ask a kasha. Even now, how can you use a lechi instead of a doifen tefach with the migoi? There, it's also different kinds of mechitzas. On Shabbos, the mechitza is only dealing the reshus. On sukkah, I need a chetzu shel mechitza. And the chetzu shel mechitza has a shiur tefach. So what are you telling me? Miga davi doifen Shabbos, davi doifen in sukkah. Yeah, and Shabbos it works because Shabbos was never shiur. The shiur lechatchil was only in the reshus. So a lechi mashu works to be guided the rishus. But here I need a mechitza that's going to be a chetzu shal mechitza. Chetzu shal mechitza had a shear of tepach. I mean, that's the hilchus that has a shear of tepach. Who says Mika takes that off? I don't know. It's a little bit strange to me how that works. It's still mudden. And it's a kashan. Can ask a kashan time according to the Rishayim. The Rishayim say that mechitza Shabbos is din in the Rishus Hayochid, and mechitza Sukkah is din in the Chetz Shal Mechitza. So how does a miga for one work to the other? So fine. So I have the Rishus of Goder, and maybe with the miga the Rishus of Goder and Sukkah too. But Sukkah has a different getter. I need a Chetz Shal Mechitza. So how does miga? How can you take a miga from Shabbos to Sukkah? Yeah, that's a good kashan altogether. But it's not a kashan on me. I think it's a kashan on this Yisrael that says in the Rishayim, and that needs a hasbin. Somehow that's able to work. But nonetheless, I think we can still say this hill. That mechitza nikeris is a different word altogether. That it's not a chisar in shir. Tefach is a different shir. Miga takes off the chisar in shir. Mechitza nikeris is not a chisar in the shir. Mechitza nikeris that it's a different kind of mechitza. So it's apples and oranges. Shabbos needs one kind of mechitza. Sukkah needs a different kind of mechitza. So when tell me miga dali daifin, yeah, it's a good daifin for Shabbos because they don't need a mechitza nikeris. Here I need a mechitza nikeris. What does miga have to say? If they have different shiurim, then miga can work. Chayra, it's all fine and well. I was fine and well. But Chayra, Ha'im Kenegdi, is that it's against the Teresh Ran. Because the Ran, by the Sukkah of Chakak, we have a Machitz Sukkah Prochus Mitmei Asar Tochim, and you were Chakak Ashlim, and it's good. So the Ran is done. How wide does the Chakak have to be? Does it have to be 7 Tochim wide? Maybe it's enough that the chakak was 6 tefachim wide, 5 tefachim wide. And with lavud, now it would be considered to be 7 tefachim. He says, after all, lavud is not kemishayinai. Lavud is kemishayinai. It brings a raya from a sukkah ketana with avir pachas megimel, and it's kosher, they lavud. If you have schach and the avir and the schach, pachas megimel, so it's kosher, that's the mission, it's kosher. By sukkah ketana, it's mistake. Says the Ran, what do you mean? If lovud be kemishayinoi, then the sukkah is less than 7 tochim. Hakrof lovud not kemishayinoi, lovud is kemishayinoi. So if lovud is kemishayinoi, so by the chakak as well, even if the chakak is not 7 tochim, but it's lovud to the kaisel, and the ksholim is 7 tochim apart, so I should say that I have 7 tochim. So he said, no, but it's a dearest ruch. So the Ran is strange on different levels, but. But Akapon Luchot says the Perish in that random love, it's mitzvah to the shir. That's the Chayr's whole point. The love is not kmishayin, it's mitzvah to the shir. Just like by Avir, it's mitzvah to the shir of Sukkah Ketana. So by the Chakaki, in his Kashi, he thought it should be mitzvah to the shir of 7 Tvachim. And his Teretz is not that it's not true. His Teretz is that it's a Dirasucha. Not love it in love it ahead, but it's a Dirasucha. So Chayr in that round, it says the Perish that love it is mitzvah to a shir. So I'll tell you, the case of Avir is not so shared, it doesn't bother me at all, because yeah, it's different there. In the case of Avir, B'sukkah Ketana, the shear of Zayin Tvachim was not a shear in the Schach. There it's a shear in the Chalal of the Sukkah. Just rather to have him in, maybe you should say, since I need to say love to get rid of Avir. I keep going, can I? It's just Iran needs to take off a Havamina. I don't have to talk to it. So there, maybe you could say, since I need to say Lava to get rid of the Avir, so maybe Kilo's like the war moves in. And then I lose the Chalal also. So he says, no, that's not true. Lava is not a Hefzik, but the war doesn't move in. So you don't. He was never saying over there that Lava could be part of a Shia. I have a Chalal Zayin. I have room for Rosh Yehu with Shulchanai. I don't need Lava to give me the Shir. The meaning was, but since I need Lava to be Mashu the Schach, to get rid of the Abir, so maybe Kilo the wall of the Sukkah comes in. So he says, no, that's not true. The Lava is not Kemisha Eina. It's not Daimon that we're talking about over here. When I need the Lava to be Mistar for the Shir Daifon, that maybe Lava can't do. Well, Chayr, what's still sure is the other case in the Ran. The Ran had a half minute to say, that when the chakak is only 6 tefachim wide, but it should be considered to be 7 tefachim wide, since the chakak is lovah to the kaisel, and lovah is kimishiyeshno, he said, now I have 7 tefachim. There, lechor, you see that the Ran is saying that lovah is takam mistarf to the shir. And again, to stress, the Ran's teres is that it's not that isn't so. Rav's teretz seems to be, yes, you have seven tefachim, but it's a dira shuchim. The seven tefachim you have, the ilchor, you see that lovitz is tied to the shir of zayin tefachim. It's a shame altogether, because even if the svasach, who told the Rav the svasach chak moves to the wall, maybe the wall moves to the svasach chak. Like, how do I get seven tefachim in the chala, in the chak? Even if you see by avir that the wall doesn't move in, but who says the wall moves out? Like, can't, you know, here we're using lovet to move the wall out. I have a chak that's only six tefachim, and I'm saying no, it becomes seven tefachim with lovet. With lovet is kmishiyeshna; it doesn't take away. But here the lovet is giving me room that I didn't have before. Who told the Rav is such an animal? And if he thinks the svasach chak moves, so maybe the kaisel moves the other way, like mechatesa. We always move out; we don't move in. Right? Not very clear the Rav. I don't know, it's not so clear to me, but in your name, it would be the guy with the cash over here. But the cash on me, I think it's still choluk. There we're talking about, again, the shear of the halal. The shear of the halal is not a shear in the heft of the halal. It's a shear in the mechut between the ksolim. In a way, I think that's implicit in the whole, in that round, because if there would be a shear in the size of the halal, so the chak's only six tefachim. Like, again, what does he want? This chak's only six tefachim. Where did I get the extra two tefachim from? The extra tefach from? With love, where did he see that love gives me room that I didn't have before? I think it's mukhach anyway in the Ram. It's not that he hefts of seven tefachim in the halal. The sheer zayin tefachim, halal, which is halal sukkah, it's not a sheer in the hefts of the halal. It's a sheer in the mechach between the tefachim. Because lezenu karim halal. Halal is not a thing. Halal is a distance. The distance between Kaisel A and Kaisel B and the opposite Kaisel has to be seven tefachim. So Iran held, since the distance between the top part of the Ksolah, the Kaisli HaSukkah, is seven tefachim, and the Chak, the Svasim, and the Kaisli HaChak are considered to be not divided from the rest of the Ksolah. So the Iran taught in the Kashit, so that's called that I have a Merchuk of seven tefachim between the Ksolah. Again, I still don't exactly understand. Who says you measure the merchak on top? Maybe you measure the merchak on bottom. Any of that, I don't really understand the Ran. But still, I think this is true. That the Ran over there is saying, I need to measure the merchak to Miksolim. He's not being down in the chetz of the halal. Then his kasha makes no sense at all. Chetz of the halal is 6 foot on bottom. It's certainly not. I certainly don't have 70 cubic tefachim in my halal. Right, if the chetz of the halal have to be 7 tefachim by 10, that means that we need 70 cubic tefachim. I don't have that. But love is going to give me something I didn't have. Al-Kochachi understood, I'm not looking for a halal, it's a chetz of a halal. I need a merchuk of 7 tefachim. That's what halal tzukun means. That the merchuk between the ksalim should be seven tefachim. So his kasha was, the merchuk in the ksalim is 7 tefachim. The ksalim don't move in. That's what he was mechir from Abiyah. The Ksalim don't move in. The Ksalim stay where they are. So the Ksalim are 7 tefachim apart. I down a bottom and not, but on top they're 7 tefachim apart. They don't move in with Lovud. That's what he means, Lovud kemishiyeshna. Lovud means the walls don't come in. The walls stay where they are. If the walls stay where they are, so I take a tape measure. I have 7 tefachim from wall to wall. That's called that I have that I have 7 tefachim. The Tzaddik says, yeah, but it's far to the Yisroel. So it's still not a steer to what I'm saying. There you're talking about a mechuk. So the walls don't move in. So what's the mechuk from the ksalim? The mechuk from the ksalim is 7 tefachim. That's not true. Here we're talking about something else. Here the chetz of the doifen needs to be 7 tefachim. I need or 4 tefachim or a tefach in the case of whatever the reich of ha-doifen needs to be. Those are shiurim in the reich of ha-doifen. So in the reich of ha-doifen needs to be a chetz of 7 tefachim. And if in the middle it's a mechitza shokanim, they don't have 7 tefachim of doifen, or in the doifen shlishi, I don't have a tefach of doifen. Love is not a star for the shir. That's the icky story that I want to say. The pshat in the Ram, that you can't use lovud. Now by extension of pshat in the Goyin's Rambam, that you don't say lovud. So that's an extra halach over here. That if you're a doifen, you can't use lovud. Maybe we could even add to that. If there would be halach, you need a solid doifen. That would be the notion over here, that for a doifen, you can't use lovud because I need a solid doifen. Then we would be saying mechitza sukkah are different than mechitza Shabbos. That you need a solid doifen, some kind of special thing of your solid doifen, then the whole sugya of miga would make no sense. From the sugya of miga, you see that there's no notion that you need to have a solid doifen. Yeah, by the Mamish, we saw that already by Gudasik. We thought that Gudasik should be good mechitza for sukkah. If there was some, except that it's not a mechitza nikeres, then svasagag is a bayit l'ivshito. So So Gemara has a tzad that good asik is good for a good mechitza for sukkah. If there was some din you need a salad daifin, where's the salad daifin? This is one of the kashim of the Biskirov. The Biskirov has this notion there's a din daifin besides the roofing sosim, there's a din daifin. So he asked the Biskirov, so how do you understand good asik? Good asik is if there's some new din daifin outside of Hilchas Mechitza, so how could good asik work? And how could there be a migri from Shabbos to sukkah? Shabbos doesn't have a din daifin. And some of the answer is that's there's no din daifin outside of Hilchas Mechitza. I don't know what the Biskirov means. Maybe it means something else. There's no Torah's daifin outside of Hilchas Mechitza. It's a regular Hilchas Mechitza. And if it's a regular Hilchas Mechitza, so Lovah ought to work. And when the Ran and the Goyen's Rambam, when they say that Lovah doesn't work, it's not some extra halacha that you need a solid daifin without Lovah. It's the regular Mechitza they have in Kol HaTorah Kulo. But since the Rishonim and Miyasif, that here the Mechitza is part of the Chetz of the Sukkah, so if the mechitza has a shear, then it's a shear in the mechitza itself. To a shear, lava is not mitzvah. That's you say the lava doesn't work for the mechitza sukkah. And that's the idea over here that you can have that they can have a, and that's the idea of one tefach with four tefachim. That's the idea of tefach seichel. The shear is one tefach, but how much does that have to be great? It has to be great in four tefachim. And so on and so forth. Okay, that's the side.
The Magen Avraham with the Dal Panos.
Oh, good question. A good question to happen. Chayra, this is the Havana. So how do we understand the Magen Avraham, the Goyen, they both ask, how can you tell me that love is no good, but if it's from all four sides, but the Gemara says Mechitza Shulkanim is good. The Gemara says Braisa Mechitza Shulkanim is good. So the answer to the Magen Avraham and the Goyen, this new Bamshel, that it's, if it's from all four sides, then love is good. Chazni said he doesn't understand it. Three sides, no. If you need it, if love is over on three sides, why does it help you have a fourth side? You don't need a fourth side. You don't need a fourth mechitza. So if I give you a fourth mechitza, you give me back that you could use love. So my eye. So at one point I thought the shot was that this notion that you don't use love, but it's part of the hilchos of Stein Kilchasa. Shtayim Kilchasin is a chiddush that with Shtayim Kilchasin he could be mabdul lahol rishus, but if you mamish mabdul lahol rishus, but poyedly I don't need the hilchos of Shtayim Kilchasin. That was what I was originally masber the guy. I don't remember if I said this to this element or not. But now it's not masbik. Now it comes out it's not stam. It's part of the hilchos of Shtayim Kilchasin. It's if there's a shear that I can't use love to miss out to the shear, and there's a shear of Shtayim Kilchasin. So what does that mean? I have four tefanis, but there's still a shear of Shtayim Kilchasin. I think the answer is going to have to be that what they're saying is that when you is an echrami. What they're saying is that when you have a mechitza from all four sides, I don't need a shear because en lecha shear gadol mizeh that it's totally mukuf. I need a shear when I'm not makif to sukkah completely. So how much do I have to be makif? So in that is a shear of shtayim kilchos and kishir meshach sukkah like they're lashon eran and shlishis tefach. So there this halacha that if I have this shear of tfana, so it's called that it's enough. That's a mechitza maspekas. But if I have a mechitza that's mabdul the whole sukkah from all four sides, then I don't need a measure. Do I have a shear? It's again the sabbath. It's like a burial. It's a davar shalom. If it's a davar shalom, it doesn't need any other shear. That would be the hezber. Kuvi has a mokum achiza. This guy in the Magen Avraham, I thought maybe he's not coming out of nowhere. Maybe the mokum achiza in the Gemara for this. It's more like a chiddush Magen Avraham and the guy. Like, and it'll give in the vias. Four sizes is better. Kuvi has a mokum achiza in the Gemara in the sugya of migoy. The Gemara says that there's migoy by pasi birois also. So Gemara says, well, it makes a tzricha. So why do we need the migoy of pasi birois with the migoy of? So the Gemara says, well, I would have said maybe pasi birois is a migoy because it's a shem dalad fanas. So a little bit sosmula, Shem Dalad Fanas, Sukkah doesn't need Dalad Fanas, so why is that a Milo? Maybe there you see, there's a peg to hang on, that you see that when you have Dalad Fanas, it's a Milo. That's a different Torah's Mechitza. Dalad Fanas Dikka Mechitza is a different kind of Mechitza. So Pasi B'Royis, you see that Pasi B'Royis is called Dalad Fanas for Shabbos. So it's called Dalad Fanas for Sukkah. I can use it immediately to get the Din of Dalad Fanas. But who says I can use migoy to get the din of shtayim kilchos and shlishis tefach l'tefach? So I need another hilchos. I need another memory that there's a hilchos. There's a migoy for that too. Here maybe you see it's a remez to this, to the Goyen, that Dalet Finis is a different root. Dalet Finis is a different Teres Chitzo than Shtayin Kol Chosam. And that's the Hezbo, because Shtayin Kol Chosam is a Shir. When I have Dalet Finis, I don't need a Shir. Passing words is not really Dalet Finis, but you get to have a Dalet Finis in Shabbos, have a Dalet Finis in Sukkah.
Take a rock over here on the line of